Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Finishing Well today, we've got more urban legends for you. So we're sort of doing an urban legends series on Finishing Well here the last few shows. And today's urban legends, we're talking about Medicare and urban legends. And there's this Proverbs 10:19. You may have heard it. It's one I think about a lot when you're around salesmen. It says, with many words, sin is not absent. And when I think of Medicare, it just fits into that category that, oh my goodness, this is the most complicated thing. If you sat down and tried to make something more complicated, you couldn't put more words in it. And the challenge to that is when there's this many words and this much complication, sin's not absent because it's pretty easy not to hit the mark when you can't comprehend it without, you know, getting a decoder ring of some kind.
Well, yeah, and who are the teachers here? So we got the public out there that's turning 65, they're over 65, they're coming on Medicare, they're on Medicare, they need information, they want to make decisions, they need to make decisions. Who are the teachers?
Right, and it's not, you know, you would think it's a cereal company that's selling you a decoder ring. Let's see, Part D is a
Well,
yeah, but it's actually the insurance companies, right? Well,
it's the insurance companies and the government.
And right, the government, which I found out the hard way. If you type in Medicare, they're all of a sudden giving you, hoping that you'll, you know.
Well, you can go to our website at cardinalguide.com, and you can pull up the government guides. I mean, we have them there, and they need to be there. And they're 60, 70, 80 pages long. You talk about a lot of words.
Yeah.
And they're accurate words, but you can't make heads or tails of them.
And so, and then again, we've talked about moving the cheese, and you know, this is a moving target. Every year they're changing things. Just like one of the big urban legends, when I think about it, Hans, is Donut Hole. I heard it from my mother-in-law, I've heard it from my father, you know, but from what I understand, the Donut Hole in 2019 is going to be fried dough. There's no more hole.
It's actually at the end of 2019.
Okay. So, the good news is, you know, fried dough from now on.
I mean, just think about something. Like a government program, which is what Medicare is, and it's got four parts, Part A, Part B, Part C, and Part D. And it's only Part D that has a donut hole, okay?
And so, that's worth a D for donut. I finally...
Maybe that makes sense. That's good. But then you think about it, if you go into Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts or and you got donuts, the little round thing,
right,
with the hole in the middle, but we're really not talking about the donut because the donut... we're talking about the donut hole, and then you've got also you can buy the donut.
Yeah,
holes
if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you can get donut holes, but they still look like they got donut in them.
Yeah, they do. And so we're talking about the hole in the Part D program. That's really the reason it was called a donut hole. It's where's the hole? And I don't think as teachers of this thing we're doing a very good job, because if you survey people that are on Medicare and affected by the donut hole, they're not a one of them could tell you what it does to them or what the effect of it is or where it is. And so we don't want to spend a lot of time on this show explaining what the donut hole is. We're just bringing that up to be
there are
kind
urban
of
legends.
Funny.
The point is that here's all these things that a lot of people are really concerned about, when the things that really, as you enter into this process, there's things to know, and just relying on what you did, you know, back when you set up your parents on Medicare, things have changed.
Let me tell you something. The consumers themselves, And I have 6,000 of them that are clients, and many more that I talk to. They spend a lot of time thinking, talking, deciding about this stuff. And then most of what the conclusions that they've drawn are not incorrect. They're correct. But they're just talking about one little piece of one of the parts. And most of them just don't have a real good grasp of Medicare itself. So maybe if we could talk a little bit about that today, of like what you need to know to make good decisions about Medicare.
Right. Just here's the basics. And you're hearing that from certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. We call it Finishing Well because here we are in the end, and planning for, right, and living in retirement is Hans' book. You know, things have changed. And so it's certainly always been your passion to help teach along these lines, because it's easier to deal with this stuff if you actually begin to comprehend what the structures are. So this tab today is, right, Medicare and supplement insurance. If you go to the Seven Worries tab, you can get this part of the workbook. You can get this part of the book. You just download the PDF. Just go right
there. So you could read that. And we went through that in the workbook. It's 13 pages long, and it's got some pictures in there. So if you boil it down, about 8 or 9 pages of actual text. And if you could read through those 8 or 9 pages, and you could read it with an open mind, because they're just facts in the workbook, no stories. By the time you get done with that, and I wouldn't even say master it, you're going to be much further ahead, most likely, than where you are right now with the whole Medicare program and like what you ought to do about it and what your decisions are.
Right. So you can finish well without the benefit of all those many words.
Yeah.
But getting to the basics, Hans.
So I've been selling Medicare supplement insurance for a long time, as you know. I started in 1976 selling Medicare supplement insurance, and that's 42 years ago. And in the beginning, there was only Part A and Part B. So it was somewhat simple. That made sense. You got A and you got B. And back then, people could understand that pretty simple. Okay, you had A and you had a B, and then you had a supplement policy if you bought that from me, and then that would pay the gap.
So did they choose A or B? Or they...
So let's talk about... And A is the same thing today as it was then, and so is B. Part A was your hospital. So that's hospital insurance coverage. It's going to pay your hospital bill. Part B is your doctor, and now outpatient. Things that are done outpatient. So if you go to the hospital as an outpatient, it's going to fall under Part B, not Part A.
Okay.
And that's pretty simple. You got your hospital bill. Whatever Part A does goes toward that. You got your doctor bill, any outpatient, lab, that kind of thing, it's going to be under Part B. Again, you could pretty well understand it was pretty simple back then.
And what would the supplement do for it?
The supplement would pay the deductibles and co-payments under either A or B, and then it would, when A or B would run out of benefits, then it would provide catastrophic coverage and insurance coverage for you.
Okay,
pretty simple. Now, then you start talking about, well, when do you get this? When do you sign up for it? So most people sign up for Medicare Part A and Part B right when they're 65, okay? But if you're still working and getting group insurance and you're 65, like a lot of people now, then you got a decision to make. With Part A, there's really no decision. You just sign up for it because you don't have any out-of-pocket costs. You don't have a premium to the government once you're on it. So you're just going to sign up for that. But you got a decision to make about Part B, because you have to pay a premium for that. It's about $140 a month. And it comes typically out of your Social Security check, or if you're not getting one yet, you send it in. But you may not want to sign up for B if you're getting health insurance through some work. And a lot of people are still working when they're 65, 66, 67, so on. So you got a decision to make. And there's not enough time on the air to really go through all that decision. That's what we do with clients, is we help them make that decision. Now, what the supplement does is both of those, Part A and Part B, have deductibles and copayments, and they got limits. And the supplement just comes in and fills in what the Medicare and the government don't pay for. Pretty simple, okay?
Yep.
But then you've got a whole bunch of supplements, different supplements that you can choose from, okay? I mean, and they're called, just coincidentally, A, B, C, D, and so on. There's up to 10 of them, and they all have a letter, but they're called plans. Whereas for Medicare itself, they call them parts. So you got Part A, Part B, and then to supplement Part A and Part B, you got Plan A, Plan B. I mean, this is alphabet soup. And again, still doesn't sound too confusing, but along about 15 years ago, the government decided, you know, we're going to add some more parts.
Before we get to those other parts, because parts ain't parts when it comes to the parts of Medicare. Because we know what we're saying with many words, you know, sin is not absent. So we're going to be back with more of Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Scheil. And brought to you by CardinalGuide.com, the complete cardinal guide to planning for and living in retirement. We'll be right back.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Han's best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the Seven Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to Useful Documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Han's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Scheil, and brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Today we're talking about urban legends when it comes to Medicare. And we are trying to get to the simplicity of how complicated it is.
Which say oxymoron.
we'd covered A and we'd cover B, but actually, there's still another part. There's C.
Yeah. Well, so the government, it was under Bush. They decided they needed prescription drugs, and that was a good thing. They came up with Part D. Before then, back when I first started selling, the first several years, there was really very little coverage for prescription drugs. And a long time ago, prescription drugs weren't that expensive that people could kind of make do just paying for them themselves. But along
that's Part D, though, right?
That's Part D. So I'm just explaining what happened is before 2004, there wasn't any Part C and Part D. So this was pretty simple. You had Part A hospital, Part B doctor, and you had a supplement. It was so simple, even I could do it at 18. Well, then along in 2004, we added Part C and Part D. So now you got four parts of Medicare instead of two. Again, it doesn't sound that complicated, but what Part C is really a combination of A and B. So you have to have A and you have to have B in order to get C. And what C is you're now receiving your Medicare from a private insurance company. So it's the government's attempt to privatize Medicare. So instead of actually offering you the coverage directly from Medicare, you're electing, you the consumer, are saying, I don't want to have regular traditional A and B. Even though I'm signed up for them, even though I pay for them, I want to receive the benefits from a private insurance company. And then that private insurance company, there's a whole list of them, they offer you what are supposed to be better benefits under Part C, but you have to play the game their way, okay? Which generally means now you got to go to their doctors and their hospitals, so you got a network. And then the other thing is you've got deductibles and co-payments that are different than they're under traditional Medicare Part A and Part B. So you got A, B, and now we're talking about C.
But in C's case, since it's already insurance, you don't have supplements or plans that would go with that, right?
Correct. In fact, you can't even buy a Medicare supplement. It's against the law. It's against the law for me to sell you a Medicare supplement if you have a Medicare Advantage, because it just wouldn't work. But now the Part C also includes a Part D plan most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. It's called an MAPD. That's nice. Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug. MAPD, which is really Part C that includes a Part D drug plan. And by the way, you don't have choices in that Part D. You know, if you buy this Medicare Advantage Part C, you just get this Part D that comes with it.
So Part D not only has a D for donut, it has a D for drugs. So it would kind of help you remember that Part D is the drug
plan. It's the drug plan, okay? And so we got A, we got B, we got C, we got D. And you got decisions to make in all of this. You don't have much of a decision with A. It's just you turn 65, you sign up for it. But with B, there's no point in signing up for it if you're relying on other insurance, because you got to pay a premium for it. So it would make sense to delay your signing up of B. We can help you through that decision. But sometimes it makes sense to buy it and sign up even if you have other insurance, because you're going to be covered better under Medicare and a supplement. But that's a decision that you have to make, or you have the ability to make. Then with C, you got another decision, which is, do I want C at all? Okay, do I want to do this? Do I want to start receiving my Medicare Part A and Part B from a private insurance company? And you got a further decision to make, is that which private insurance company? Because there's several of these available. And, you know, if you answer an ad to one of them, or you call them up on their 800 number, they're not going to tell you about the other ones. They're just going to tell you about the one you called about. And you got to call the other ones, and they're not going to compare them.
And this is the season, right? Because that whole open enrollment thing is another thing that confuses me.
Yeah, it's AEP, Annual Enrollment Period. It's October 15th to December 7th. And it has nothing to do with traditional Medicare and nothing to do with supplements. You can change your supplement any time of the year you want, okay? Well, that's another urban legend, is people just think that they have to wait to change anything. Your supplement, you can make changes in that all year long. It's the Part C and the Part D that your annual enrollment period, which is about 7 weeks, that you can elect to go on to a Part C. So you can say, the heck with this supplement, now I'm going to go to Medicare Advantage, and I'm going to go with this one, this particular company. This is the one I want. And then you're now going to receive your Medicare for all of next year through that Part C plan. And then, by the way, whatever Part D comes with that is just what you get, okay? It's like grits on the plates at breakfast in the South. You don't order grits. They just come. Okay. And so there's your part C. And then with part D, you got choices as well. Because the choice is, if you're not on a part C, you're on traditional Medicare, part A and part B, and a supplement, you don't have any drug coverage. So you need to enroll in a part D plan. And when you're enrolling in just part D, you can choose from about 40 different insurance companies that offer you various combinations of part D plans. And then they all have their preferred pharmacies. So
part D plans are all similar to part C, like they're done through insurance companies?
They're all done through insurance companies, yes.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. It just, so the Part D plans is this whole business of Medicare Part C and Part D, which came out in 2004, 2005, it was all about privatizing Medicare. It's about taking the Medicare benefits and the administration of it and pushing it out to the insurance company. And what a lot of Medicare beneficiaries don't realize is Medicare sends a big check to those private insurance companies for either or both Part C and Part D, really to pay you the benefits. That's what they're after. The little small premium that they have, or the no premium, they're after the allotment that they get from the government.
Open enrollment is for Part D as well, then?
Correct.
Oh. So there's this other thing that, you know, it may be an urban legend or something, but I've seen it. It's called Extra Help. What in the world is Extra Help?
Okay, Extra Help is a federal program that you're not low income enough to qualify for Medicaid. So Medicaid is the ultimate extra help. Is that you don't have any resources, and so you just get on Medicaid, which would include Medicare. But what extra help is for the in-between people. So you're low income, and it's a struggle for you to pay for all this insurance stuff and the deductibles and co-payments, and there's a special program. It's called Extra Help. And you have to apply for it. There's rules. There's income limits, asset limits. You qualify for all that. The government is going to give you extra help. They're going to pay your Part B premium for you. And they're also going to give you much lower co-payments on your drug plan, plus a few extra things. And I would encourage people that are to investigate. We can help them do that. I mean, we do a lot of that type of work, is helping people access government programs. But now, when you mentioned earlier there's no supplements for Part C, well, there kind of are. There's some insurance that's been invented. It's not a Medicare supplement in the traditional defined sense, but it is a supplemental health insurance policy that pays benefits to fill up some of those gaps. But, you know, when you get to that and you're buying extra insurance, it's kind of like, well, what's the point? Why don't you just go with traditional Medicare A and B and a supplement and then get your, you know, get you.
And really, in most cases, that works for most of your clients. It's just Medicare A and B and a supplement.
A lot of times around the choices. I mean, people, you know, when I get to Medicare, and my mom was on Medicare, I didn't want her limited to one particular insurance company's set of doctors. I mean, for one thing, she spent part of the year in Florida, part of the year traveling to us. So, and when she got real sick, we moved her up here permanently. And Medicare Advantage plans don't travel well. So, And it really, if you want to go to a research hospital, if somebody wants to come over here to Baptist Hospital, or they want to go to Duke or UNC or the Mayo Clinic, with a Medicare supplement policy, original Medicare, Medicare A and Medicare B, you can go anywhere you want. So that's the biggie with people, that they don't really, a lot of them understand when they're turning 65. We pointed out to them is that you want choices. You want options. And you have more of those with traditional Medicare.
Which is plan A, plan B, and a supplement. And then they can still get plan D, drug coverage, right?
Correct. Yeah, and then they can change it that every year. So all our customers are going to be talking to us during the next couple months, and we're going to be reviewing their drug plan to make sure they're on the best one, okay? And at the same time, we're going to make sure that the supplement insurance policy that we sold them a year, two, three, 5 years ago is the best deal for them, and if it's not, we're going to change them to a new company just right within our agency.
There you go. You're listening to Finishing Well, today's show on Medicare, their urban legends. We can find out all about this wonderful resource here at the Complete Cardinal Guide for Living, the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Again, the book, all that's available. You can just email Hans and find out all about it right there at CardinalGuide.com. Thanks, Hans. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.